there are two forms of what the church calls paganism. There are three religions of the world that are monotheistic. They are Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. The other religions are somehow polytheistic. However, and this one I have learned and teach, there are two forms of paganism in the world today. There is, and this of course is the most common, there is polytheistic. Polytheistic. Paganism. Hundreds of millions. We don't usually use the word pagan. We try to avoid speaking of pagans. We call them non-Christians. But that's not quite correct, because the Muslims are non-Christians. The word pagan is still a good word in theology. There are polytheistic, and a majority are pagans are polytheistic, many gods. However, in, I call them, developed countries, like the United States, like Germany, like France, there is widespread paganism, and the present Pope speaks much about this paganism. And this paganism is strictly monotheistic. And monos, as you know, in Greek means one. In the so-called developed countries, who is the one God that millions are adoring? Close. Who? Well, thanks. You're right in one sense, but the Holy Fathers, the modern popes, this is the adoration of self. Self-adoration. Whom do we adore? We adore the one whose will we do. And whose will? In some nations, the whole country adores the self. Without this monotheistic paganism, where the one God whom people adore, he would not have what we have in, and the lowest figure is 65 million abortions every year. That's the lowest figure. The figure is really higher, but officially it's 65 million abortions a year. I may have told you this. I tell you about the code of Hammurabi. Hammurabi in Babylonia, 1800 BC. We speak of Babylon. Well, Babylon is chaos. But in Babylonia, date. Date. 1800 B.C., Babylonians carved in stone is a summary of all their laws called the Code of Hammurabi, H-A-M-M-U-R-A-B-I, Hammurabi. In that Code of Hammurabi, this is a pagan, non-Jewish, pre-Christian religion. Abortion is one of the crimes listed. And the punishment for abortion among the Babylonians, 1800 years before Christ, the punishment was execution, capital punishment, for any woman who has an abortion and those who help her. Sisters, this is good to hear. And I cannot begin to tell you how deeply, to use the word, paganized, one once civilized nation after another has become. The ancient pagans had a better morality than some so-called Christians today. That's what St. Paul is talking about. That Christians, that's the first century, it is not enough to piously say, as Catholics are expected to go to Mass every Sunday. Going to Mass is not enough. Even going to Holy Communion is not enough. The Mass and the Communion give us grace, but we have a free will to cooperate with that grace. Otherwise, and that's what happened in the 16th century, when so many leaders of the church, listen to this, you've heard about St. Peter Canisius, St. Petrus Canisius, from Germany. He was a companion of St. Ignatius. In one of his letters from Germany to St. Ignatius in Rome, he says, I don't know of a single priest in the Archdiocese of Cologne in Germany, who is not living with at least one concubine. You know what a concubine is? And he said, beginning with the archbishop. No wonder, six nations were lost to the Catholic Church. Sisters, that's why we priests and religious, either we live holy lives, or the Catholic Church will be wiped out in one country after another, or it will survive somewhere. And that's why I'm here, sisters. Because, as I've said before, the missions of charity are a corporate miracle.